The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as my new telephone has lost its mind and I can't make it respond to me. As we're looking, though, for unity from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First up, we need to sow, and we certainly like to reap, but we absolutely must till. The key is to seek him while the process takes place, and then comes the showers of blessings. Next, I am a stubborn guy, so this is round two. We recast the phrase engage, as we did yesterday, tried to do that engage segment, and we're going to try it again, hopefully with a little more wisdom and a little more insight. We'll see. And finally, everyone loves a controversy, especially in biblical circles, but sometimes reviewing a controversy with a little bit of spiritual seasoning can bring out a new and robust flavor.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, there's normally two or three ways to get a hold of us, but until I figure out how to get my phone to stop freaking out, we could have some problems. So, what we are going to tell you is if there is a trivia that you want to respond to, or if there's a prayer request, or if there's a praise report, or if you want to just discuss the weather, or if you'd like to make a comment on something, as long as you keep it cool, that's good with us. You can dial in at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I want you to think of a cool breeze, and you're sitting at the beach. It's 78 degrees. The sun is beating on you, and it feels really nice, and somebody's bringing you a fruit punch, and you're just laying there, and you don't have a care in the world. That's what it is when you call T. That's what it is when you call the number, just like that. And then when they put you over to me, it's kind of like the water escapes and drops on everybody's head. What can you do? Not much. Here's the bottom line. Call in at 972-445-0770. And you can try and text me, and I'd like you to try and text me. I just don't know if it's going to work until I get this phone turned off and on. 214-210-8483. See, we all go through these kind of challenges, don't we? Oy vey. Let's open up with a trivia question because we want it to be fun as possible, but we want to keep the Bible at the forefront of our thinking, correct? Correct. On what day of creation? On what day of creation were the sun, the moon, and the stars created? We've done this before. I just want to make sure you guys know what the answer is. Do your best to respond. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. And why is that? Because it's not professional radio. That's for sure. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All righty. All right. Terrific T is right there waiting for me. She's going to help me out with my DNA. Why is DNA important? You're going to hear news. I think we talked about this last week. I think we talked about this yesterday. I think we talked about this a month ago when we said the abominable snowman's going to come down and eat the whole country. Eventually, there's going to be a Gumby-like character that's going to walk across the whole United States, only 90 feet tall, and just step on all the cities. That's going to happen, right? Yeah, okay. Great white shark is going to learn how to ride a... Okay. Great white shark's going to try and learn how to ride a motorcycle. Going to go all over the country and scare people. You don't know what's going to happen, and it doesn't matter. Let me just make this really clear to you. Our DNA is straightforward. It's what we're made of. It's who we are. D stands for draw closer to the Lord. We're getting a big buzz coming out of there. I don't know what's going on, so I'll do it. It's still buzzing. Yeah. So we're having all kinds of tech problems, but we love you. I'll do the DNA. Don't worry about that. We'll figure that out. But D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed. You never be ashamed of Jesus and his words, ever. And A, always be ready to serve. To serve. That's our DNA. Okay, so we are having some tech problems, right? Okay, so maybe it's just not my... Nope, just keeps buzzing. That's weird. Well, could be me. I probably did something. It's my phone. It's interfering with all of the electronics. By the way, we better call the airport. All right, so here's our question. We're just simply asking you, making it simple. Want to make sure you know what's going on what day of creation where the sun... the moon and the stars created. Now, there's a minor possibility we won't be able to get the person who calls in on the show. I mean, we just don't know what's going to happen yet. So we're having all kinds of fun here, okay? All right, there we go. All right, remember, stars, moon, and sun. I do have a little bit more going on my text. Do you think we can try and get this through? What do we think? Think it's going to happen? All right, we're going to give it a shot. Here we go. All right, oh, that works. There we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, my goodness. I can't hardly hear you. Oh, good. The buzzing's starting up again.
Yeah, we're having all kinds of problems. Is it sounding buzzy on your end? Yeah, we're having all kinds of buzz problems. We're all having kinds of tech problems. Can you hear me, Mary? Nope, we lost her. Okay, well, we're just going to, I am getting tech people, or the tech is working on the phone, so I am getting some texts from you guys. I'll let you answer that question. Let's skip on the phone calls for right now until we can figure out what's going on. You know the devil just doesn't like this, right? But you know how we rise above it? We don't let stuff like this, you don't let that stop you. You go forward in the kingdom of God. And forward, there's another buzz. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says this. Now listen, this is really good teaching. Sow for yourself righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. And break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you. Listen to that. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground. For it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and showers righteousness on you. To sow means to, we're planting seed with the view of what's right. We plant seeds in life with God in mind. Yes, it has to do with giving, but it has to do with everything else. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're investing in, you should always be investing in the kingdom of God. You should always be considering that there is not the political issue of left and right. There is not Republican and Democrat. There is the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Figure out which kingdom you're investing in. Figure out which kingdom you want to advance. And then there's a reaping that takes place. And look at what the reap is. I want you to get this. You're planting seeds with the view of what's right. You're planting seeds with God in mind. But you reap from God the fruit of unfailing love. Unfailing love? Love that never quits. Let's be honest. There are times where we give up on other people around us, and there's times where we might even give up on ourselves. But the unfailing love of God is diligent to the end of all things. There's no way it actually ever ceases. So to the end of this corporal life, you will enjoy the reaping of the unfailing love of God, even if the Lord allows you to go through trials, of which he does. Okay, there's another buzzeroo. Even if the Lord allows you to go through those trials, when he does, like I said, you will prevail in his unfailing love. Here's the thing I wanted you to get. Break up the bad soil. Break up your unplowed ground. There's territory in our lives that makes us kind of maybe less than we need to be or worse than we need to be. Some of that's unplowed territory. Many of us are really good at giving Jesus 60, 70, 80% of our lives. But there's that other 20% that we hold right against our heart. Don't have it. Let that ground get plowed. Let it get tilled up. Let the Lord churn it up so that it's not so hard that he can't plant in it. Let it be that what he does for you is take that bad soil and break it up so that he can bring great blessings into your life. And what I'm telling you is there's areas in our lives that we just don't let him plow in. We fight it. We'll break up that unplowed ground. The way to do that, it's time to seek the Lord. That's what the verse says. Hosea 10:12. Break up your unplowed ground, for it's time to seek the Lord. Come to the Lord with that area of struggle, with that tough arena that you go through, and say, Lord, I'm just really not doing good here. I need help. I need your grace. I need your mercy in this area. It's just really wiping me out. And be honest with him and be earnest with him and tell him, I need you to plow this out of me. I'm mad about this. I'm holding on to this anger. I'm mad about this disappointment. This thing is driving me nuts. And let the Lord pour out his righteousness and his blessing out upon you. That's the result of bringing that kind of thing to the Lord. All right, do we want to try? We're going to give it a shot. We only have a few seconds, so here we go. We're going to give it a try. This is David. Who am I talking to? And we have nothing. Okay. Don't you love live radio? That's the buzz. I can just hear that buzz. All right, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come out, take a break, and see if we can kind of get everything reset, do the best we can. Joy, keep praying for our tech issues. Deb, it wasn't day one. It's day four that the sun and the moon and the star. Day four, ladies and gentlemen. Day four, the fourth day that the sun and the moon and the stars were created. We're going to take our break and come back and see what we can figure out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a Bad Day Day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day. I don't know.
But I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to – not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle, Rocky and his friends, premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked the cartoon. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Yeah, and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together, and I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie, and call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer, but we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving, and then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydiv, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird, do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you when drugs, when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're about to find out how loyal the audience really is because we can't do any kind of call-in or text on trivia because all of the electronics, we have a electronic demon that's just bouncing around, and every time that T tries to use the board, it gives a big buzz. Every time somebody calls in, it won't connect. Every time you guys text me, the phone won't work. So there's something going on that's just super duper duper bizarre. And at the same time, my phone will not stop freaking out. So there's something going on all over the place. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ignore that, and we're going to focus on the Lord. We can still do all the stuff we need to do. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Amen.
There you go. See, that worked. See, forward we go. All right, let me tell you, I am going to do a trivia question, but you're not going to be able to answer me. But I'm still doing it. Okay, you can text. I might be able to get it, but right now my phone is absolutely, it's like we all walked in and it's in like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, only it went the other direction. It's all in the chocolate. Yeah, you can't do anything about that. All right, here we go. This is from, and I think we'll be able to play it, Texas Air King. And Texas Air King is Coach, and they're the ones that are trying to help us keep the show going, advance the show, and this is part of that process. And so we have a trivia question I do want to offer up. I want you guys to think about it. You can email me. I might be able to get that. I don't know. It's all just in the crosshairs right now. But here's the bottom line. Here's the question that I would normally be asking you. Oh, you guys are going to be upset about this. Paul and Barnabas had an argument over a certain man traveling with them on their missionary journey. What was that man's name that Paul and Barnabas had an argument with? I'm not going to give the answer until the end of the segment. See how we do that? But in the meantime, let's play the Texas Air King, who's sponsoring that, if this will work.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC coach today. Call or visit him online at texasairking.com.
All right, so that part, that worked out really good. And so we want to let you understand, make sure you catch what's going on. We're having all kinds of electronic problems. That's okay. We're moving forward. Don't forget Texas Air King. Coach will absolutely take care of you. If you have a new unit that you got to purchase, he will help you from an installment point of view. It's not even interest on the credit that he's extending. It's an installment payment. You get that done through Coach. Get in touch with Texas Air King at texasairking.com. For those that don't know, we are trying. I guess it's possible that you can call in and tell T what the answer is, and then she can relate it to me. That's a way that we can do that. Yeah. Can't hear you. Yep, that's not working. Oh, well. She could probably, she can try and write it with her finger in the air. I just don't think I can figure it out. But here we go. Paul and Barnabas had an argument over a certain man traveling with them on their missionary journey. What was the man's name? What was the man's name? That's what I want you to think. Okay. You know, we don't quit. We just don't believe in that. So here's what we're going to do. Yesterday, I tried to do a teaching, and I did not do a very good job. So I'm going to acknowledge that. I started to talk about Luke, and I would like to go back to that and do a better job of communicating biblical truth, because I don't think I did that great of a job. So we're going to try this again, and we're going to play a sound, one of the new sounds that we got, and then I'm going to do this teaching, and then basically what T is going to do is try and communicate with me. I guess you can probably email me. That's one way to do it. My phone is shot. I'm so glad I got a new phone. Praise the Lord. Okay.
All right. Perhaps this scientific method could be extended to other fields of learning. Perhaps I could lead the way to a new age, an age of rebirth, a renaissance. Nah.
Okay, I like that. People might not understand that, but that's Steve Martin going, perhaps I can lead the world into a new age, into a new renaissance. Nah, forget it. All right, I want to go back to this Luke passage. I did a poor job. I'm going to try and do a better job. Please bear with me. Here's what it says in Luke chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they deliver them to us, from which the beginning they were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all the things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. If you've not quite figured it out, this is the King James Version. Okay? And in the King James Version, you get a lot of these, thous, those, and thises. And that's what we got. But I want to talk to you about this Luke chapter 1. As Luke sets forth, listen to this, to write, he's writing to Theophilus. Theophilus is the recipient of this letter that Luke is writing. The word Theophilus means loved of God or one who loves God. So when Luke is writing to Theophilus, it's not a coincidence that he chooses this person to write to. What we know of Theophilus is that he was a high-ranking Senate member, a very powerful person, influential. But listen to this. He writes to Theophilus, whose name means loved of God or one who loves God. You are loved of God. You are one who God loves. And when he writes to Theophilus, he says that you might know the certainty of the things by which you have been instructed. One of the things you and I need to understand about the Word of God is that it is written for us so we might grasp the certainty of our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And why you hear me yell and scream and freak out and jump up and down about getting people to get their BFN, which stands for Big Fat Nose, into the Bible is because in that book that God created, there is an assurance and an affirmation of the certainty of the things that you and I believe. And so some people, you go through a crisis of faith. Have you ever had this happen to you? It's just so fantastic. You're really struggling. You're having a moment. You open up the Word of God. You're reading. And all of a sudden, it's almost as though those pages right in front of you jump out and they grab you by the head and they go, this applies to you. This means you. And it becomes a living moment where you know that God is talking to you through his word, even though you know it's just a book. And it's like, well, it's just a book. It's this. But it's the book that God wrote, and it's got the breath of God, the same breath that went into Adam, that gave Adam the ability to live, and it speaks to you, and it jumps off the page. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, is that not just the coolest thing? So you're reading the book, right? You're reading it, right? And it's just like, bing, 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 and you go, wait a second. And all of a sudden, this passage that you've read maybe once, twice, five times, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100 times, all of a sudden, it makes complete sense. You totally understand it. It completely speaks to your inner being. And you're like going, what just happened? Well, that, my friends, that's the power of the Holy Spirit confirming truth in your life. And that's because when God wrote this silly book, which he calls silly, by the way, he did it with his breath, and that breath is what enables man to live, which is why your spirit jumps up and is revived when you engage with his word. And so here's Luke. He's writing, and he's saying, look, I'm going to lay down in order. I'm going to give you kind of a picture frame of what these things are that we're proclaiming that have been passed on to us by these eyewitnesses of Jesus. And it's really important for us to follow this process, Theophilus, one who loves God, because it gives us a certainty of the very things of which we understand, of which we've been instructed. By the way, for those that want to know, just for the fun of it, that word instructed is kateche, which where we get the word catechize or indoctrinate or inform or instruct, for those that are trying to figure out, well, how'd they ever come up with the catechism? Right here at this word, the word instructed. That's really where they came up from it. So here he's saying, look, it's perfectly makes sense to me because I have a terrific understanding. When he says perfect understanding, he's not talking about him being flawless in his thinking. That the word perfect would be not the way we would say it. It would be accurate, not perfect as in there's nothing wrong with it. And he says, when he says understand, he's talking about the illustrations that are going to follow. He says, seems good to me that all this stuff that's going on, I have an accurate tracing of all this stuff that took place. I'm going to put it in order in such a way so as you can follow it. I'm going to give you the sequence of it, Theophilus, one who loves God, one who is loved by God. And this is so that you can be absolutely certain of what you believed. That's in the first four verses of the Gospel of Luke. It's in there so that you and I can go, whoa. So if we dive in, there's a certainty, there's an affirmation, a confirmation, a strengthening of our faith. Yes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yes. That's exactly correct. And so he writes this, and this is for us, because aren't you one who loves God? And doesn't God love you too? You're Theophilus. And so he's written these things so that we can be certain, so that our faith can be solid, so that we can be not wishy-washy, not blowing in with the wind and blowing out with the wind. You don't understand, Dave. The world governments are doing this, that, whatever. That's got nothing to do with God, who absolutely declares his word is greater than the foundation of the earth. Kingdom of men will come and kingdom of men that will go. But God's truth will endure forever. It will never cease. You get that? All right. Got to take a break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. Then we will take a short break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave.
There's no...
I got nothing to
say. There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face up.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we're having more fun than you're supposed to have when you do stuff like this. Normally, if you're on live radio and everything crashes, you throw in something that's worked before. Forget it. We're going forward. Have you ever had to try and overcome something and just go forward? That's what we're doing. Okay, so we had some people that called in on the trivia question. We want to give you an answer to that. The trivia question was Paul and Barnabas were having kind of an argument with somebody, with each other, over somebody. They were like, I like this guy. And then, it's actually Barnabas because we're going to keep him. And Paul's like, we're getting rid of him. And Paul's like, he's not faithful. And Barnabas says, he's sticking with us. Well, who was that he was talking about? That was John Mark. Mark would be the correct answer. John Mark. And for those that don't know, John Mark was Barnabas's cousin. So dumping him probably wouldn't have been a good family idea. Just saying. And then the other part of that is this is the guy that they set aside. He didn't go with them. And later in Paul's life, he said, bring Mark back to me. Bring him back to me because it's been time. And Paul's heart kind of grew a little softer. Remember, Paul was reached out to by Barnabas and brought into the fold. And then you can tell Paul's kind of softening up a little at the end. He's like, bring him over here. Bring him over. By the way, just in case you don't know, he's the same person that wrote the Gospel of Mark. So let's just talk about big disaster, little ministry abandonment, didn't go the way that everybody thought it should go. He wasn't the perfect guy. That's the reality check. Let's see what God wants to do. How will God use him? Just use him to write a gospel. That's not too shabby, right? That's pretty good. I think that's pretty good. So the answer to that trivia question, John Mark, we want to give acknowledgement to Coach and to Texas Air King for being supportive of that and helping us in that process. All right. And I want to thank everybody for putting up with us. We're doing the best we can. Right now, how it's going is I got one text line that's working, and T is able to text me. So that's a good thing. She can't talk. She can't do anything else. It makes it lively, doesn't it? Okay, sure does. you have to love it. In the meantime, that doesn't mean that we're quitting, so much so that there's a couple things I want to remind you of, okay? Let's not forget about our website, because see how much money we need now? Okay, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, and don't forget about that. HeMustIncrease.org. Not only is the site kind of entertaining for the most part, it is also the venue by which we usually receive funds, and that's why we encourage you to check that out. A couple things to let you know. Tomorrow I'm doing, and we'll have everything worked out, I'm sure, by tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm doing a Christmas message kind of thing. It's called Merry Christmas, Baby. Merry Christmas, Baby. Okay, that's a good one, right? And then we'll do a couple of Christmassy ones as we're getting closer. People are like, well, I don't like Christmas. Okay. Don't celebrate it. Just don't be a party pooper for everybody else. I mean, that's all we're asking. Let's kind of keep it really nice, okay? Well, I don't think we should give presents. Okay, Eeyore. It's not a problem. It's my birthday. Here we go. We are still going to do history because I still feel like we can pull it off. So let's go with the history.
Let's go live big in the past. Let's go live big in the past.
All right, because T can't talk, I'm going to let her do a thumbs up, thumbs down on some of the history things that we do, and then I'll let you know what she says. Some of them are not really a thumbs up, thumbs down thing, but some of them are. I do want to give a big shout out because today is Bill of Rights Day. For those that don't know, those are the first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. Amendment 1, citizens have the freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. And my response to that is, unless the government decides to shut everything down and become oppressive. Oh, wait, that's not in there, is it? Amendment 2 is the right to bear arms. Amendment 3, government cannot force a U.S. citizen to shelter soldiers in their homes. A lot of people don't know what these Bill of Rights are. You should know what these are. Number 4, citizens are protected from unreasonable searches of persons' property. 5, the government cannot force U.S. citizens to testify against themselves in court. 6, your right to a speedy trial. 7, the right to a trial by jury. 8, citizens are protected from cruel and unusual punishment. 9, citizens have rights that are not listed in the Constitution, mainly divine rights. And then 10, powers not given to the federal government by the United States Constitution belong to the state or to the people. In other words, powers not given to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution that belong to the state or the people. The people have the rights, okay? It's not the government that has the rights, it's the people. And that's how it's supposed to be. Is it often that way? Come on. Sinful man. It's a great experiment. It's a great country. Best country ever. Is it perfect? I don't know. Slaughtering 60 million babies a year? Perfect? No. That's how I'd say that. But better than everywhere else? You bet. All right. Let's get into the happier part of this. Today is Cat Herders Day. People that herd cats.
Say what?
That's a good response. And then it's also, I know I'm getting a thumbs up here. It's also National Cupcake Day. Yay! Come on. Can't go wrong with that. All right. Two other things, and we'll move on. Trivia Pursuit was invented by the Canadians Chris Haney and Scott Abbott. Over 15 million were sold in 1 year alone. Everybody likes trivia. We do Bible trivia here. Trivia is still a lot of fun to do. And then James Naismith introduced the first version of the sport basketball. That's when he had the peach baskets, and people would throw a ball in there, and then they would run and take the ball out of the peach basket and then run to the other side, throw in another peach basket, and that's when he figured out, hey, we can cut the bottoms.
Pigeonhole!
Isn't that great? All right. We sure take care of stuff, don't we? All right, you guys should be having fun yet. Here we go. Controversial? Is this a controversial? Not so much. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, so great fear fell on all those who saw them. There are two people that are mentioned here quite often as being the two people that are involved in this, the two people many people think are Moses and Elijah, and that's because Moses represents the law and Elijah represents the prophet, the two people that stood on their feet. Then the other group of people thinks that it's Elijah and Enoch because they're the only two people in the Bible that didn't die, and so that after they have to die because the scripture says everybody who sins dies, and so when it says after 3.5 days the breath of life entered them and they get back up. Could be. Could be. Could represent two groups, the Old and the New Testament. Could be symbolic of the church as the whole, and that the church goes out two by two as the church goes out, two by two for the animals, by the way. There's other notions and notations. When there's ministry involved, there's usually two people in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. Could be any of that. Sure. Could be all that. Sure. Okay. I understand there's different approaches. I understand there's different strengths. I understand there's people that are very, very committed to their exegesis on this, and they think it must be this and it must be this. That's great. I mean, that's fantastic. I think it's great to think of it as the groups representing, symbolic of the church, Moses and Elijah, Elijah and Enoch, and other notions. I think all that's fantastic. I don't care about that. You're thinking, what do you mean you don't care? Because it's missing the main point. How do you say that, Dave? You have such arrogance. Well, that's true, but that being aside, this is still this. I'm concentrating on this. It's by the breath of God that they stood on their feet. And I don't care if it's Moses and Elijah, Elijah and Enoch. I don't care if it's the Old New Testament. I don't care if it's symbolic of the church. I don't care. Well, here's what I care about. It's by the breath of God that they stood on their feet. That's what I want. I want that part. Okay, I think it's great that the story's being told, and I understand how it may or may not be, but I love it. It's fantastic. But we just talked about the necessity of Scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, and that 2 Timothy 3:16 says that God, all Scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And it's the Spirit of God in the process through the Word of God and in our lives that makes the difference. And it is the breath of life of God that entered into them and they stood on their feet. And it's like, I want that. I want that breath of life thing. I'm not being a jerk about it. That's what I want. And you think, well, I know, but you know, you're talking about Scripture, right? It's just because it's by Scripture and by the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus did all this stuff for us so that we could be in this advantage position of walking in the power of the Spirit and the knowledge of the Word so that we could prevail. Job 33:4 says, the Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. I need the Holy Spirit in me to live. And if you don't understand that, then the best way to go about that is to ask God and say, well, what is it? What does this mean? I mean, there's a reason that Jesus said that the Father will give the Holy Spirit to all them that ask. And he wasn't talking about a one-time thing. People are saying, well, no, you just get filled with the Spirit and that's it. Well, then why is there a command to be filled with the Spirit if it's once and one and done? It's like it's ridiculous. I mean, there's four verses that talk about having more of the Spirit. Use those. And we need more of the Spirit in our lives because ultimately more of the Spirit in our lives means less of us. See, this is why this is a good idea. And so if we have more of the Spirit in our lives, then we have that power that enabled these two witnesses to stand on their feet. Oh, yeah, I want that. I want that thing. Whoever that's going to be, it's fantastic. I want that here now. Right. That's the Holy Spirit. I need his word, and I need the Holy Spirit in me. Because that's what gives me life and gives me the ability to keep going and to walk. And you can have all the ups and downs you want. You can have a perfect radio show or not perfect. You know what you need? You need the Holy Spirit, whose entire ministry is to glorify Jesus Christ, to honor the Father. That's what we need. So simple. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
that a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you've got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial a prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What'd he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, where we take electricity and electronics and roll them up in a ball and put them in a blender and turn it on liquefy. That's a good one. Alrighty, we're having some fun. Just smile. Get what you can out of it. It's the best part about it. Here's a couple things to keep in mind. We'll keep it very simple for you. Do not forget about our website. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, for those that do not know, we're having a few technical problems, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to throw a trivia question in your direction. And you think, well, why would you do that? Why would you send a trivia question our way? Because I still want everybody thinking. I still want you thinking about Scripture and thinking about the Word and thinking about things along those lines. So I'll make this an easy one. You can call in and say something to T. I'll let you just say, is that all right if they do that? You just can call in and tell her what your answer is, what your name is, and then she'll collect them and text them to me. Here's the trivia question. What were the name of the two spies who spied the Canaan land, and gave a favorable report? Right? 12 spies. 10 of them said boo. 2 of them said yay. Who were the guys that said yay? Okay. You can either text in to me, I might get it, or you can text in, I would highly advise it, text in, or call in to T and let her know what you think. All right, so we did the website. We did this. I'm doing my teaching here, moving forward, because that's what we do. Psalm 46, which many of you know very, very well. I want to give you kind of a new take on part of Psalm 46 that I know you know the psalm, but I just want you to think about this when we were talking about it. This is what it says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, OK, Okay? So therefore means, in conclusion of what we just said, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Now, I want you to think about how actual intense this was, okay? So you're sitting at, let's give somebody some, you're sitting outside on a porch, and you're eating pizza, and you're having some breadsticks, and everything's cool, and it's really good. And then all of a sudden, a mountain to the left of you starts sliding into the ocean. How you think you'd do? Like, wait, what? The mountain is sliding into the ocean, right? Then all of a sudden, it's cold, it's hot, it's cold, it's hot. And instead of the earth having its gravitational pull, it starts spinning really, really fast. And it's like, whoa, I can even feel the rotation. It's like, oh my goodness, there's so much weird stuff going on. Well, here's a couple of things to tell you about. Well, the best part about this is God says he's a very present help. It doesn't mean that God's going to help you in the future. It means that God's going to help you now, right now. He's a current assistance to you, not a future assistance to you. And so I want you to get this. God is our refuge and strength. A refuge, by the way, is people that word comes from building a shelter in a rainstorm. So think of yourself in a rainstorm and you're like caught in there and you don't have anything. And then you grab a piece of wood and you put it against a tree, kind of like a lean-to, and you go underneath that and it kind of keeps you from being so wet. Well, that's what the Lord is. He's the dry and the wet. He's the one that keeps the rain out of your head and the rain out of your eyes. He's a strength, which is, by the way, is a fortified tower, a tower that has people positioned on it, top and bottom and in the middle and the front and the back, north, south, east, and west. And that's how God is for you. He's the dryness in the rain. He's the fortified tower, and he's a very present help. And even if the earth changes, I mean, this is, forget your individual problems. If there's a global pandemic, I mean, for Christian global alarmists, they should be ecstatic about Psalm 46, 1 through 2. Because it says, even if that happens, God is right there. He's there. Even if that weird stuff happens, God is present for you in your circumstance. And while it seems as though, and it does seem as though things can get hard, and I think everybody knows that. You know, it does. You do. And there's times where you just look up and you go, what? It's like, that's what I say to the Lord. Instead of saying, forgive me, I do that after, but I usually go, what? What do you want? It's like, what am I missing? You know, kind of thing. And the idea behind this is for us to grasp or to understand that in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, the Lord is right there. I think Christians would do a lot better if they stopped thinking that God visits Pluto every, I don't know, third or fourth minute. Oh, God went to Pluto again. Hope he brings back a shirt. I hope it says, I went to Pluto and all I got was this stupid shirt. It's like
oh, yeah, God, no.
You got to stop thinking that way. You got to start thinking the way that God is trying to teach us. And then in Psalm 46, I just want to go ahead because it's just too cool. He says this thing. He says in verse 46:10, cease striving. And then many of us know that as be still and know that I am God. There's this part in cease striving, though, that translation that's really good. And that what that means is we're striving to make it happen. We keep fighting to make it happen. And like the Lord's like going, stop that. It's not that. Do you ever see those movies, or maybe you saw The Little Rascals when you were younger, or some of those movies where the younger kid goes after the bigger kid and he goes to fight him, and then the big kid puts his hand on the kid's head, and then the kid's like flailing away while he's holding his head and he's not getting anywhere. That's what it is when we're fighting against stuff that we don't even know what we're fighting against. We're just flailing in our arms or going, yeah, you're gonna fight, you're gonna fight. And God's like going,
yeah, God, no.
And it's like, the Lord's like going, relax. You know, if there was a time to grasp what the expression chill out means, it would be when things look like they're all falling apart. Relax. Okay? You will get through it. You will survive it. It will happen for you. God will help you. Again, I go back to that one thing. I've told you this story before. It's true. There's nothing nobody can say anything about. There's all these pastors in the room and all these guys and all these big egos and all these different ministries, and the guys and the girls are in there and they're all like, you know, you can just feel the, you know, I've got a great ministry attitude and I got a great ministry attitude. And you know that when you all get together, like, that should be a great spirit of humility. And then from the very back, which nobody can see, nobody can identify the person, you just heard this voice say, saying, relax and enjoy the ride. And it's like, that's just, some of us need to do that, exactly that. And then the person who was running the meeting set up, and he goes, you know, of all the things I heard in the meeting, that was from the Lord. I'm like, there you go. Why? Because sometimes we need to cease striving. We need to be still. By the way, that expression, be still in the Hebrew, is partly from the word about being stupid. Okay, and so it's like the Lord's like saying, be stupid about it.
Say, oh, I don't know. You figure it out, God. It's beyond me.
It's a perfect example. We're doing this electronic thing. We'll try and figure it out afterwards. I don't know.
I'm not an electrician. I don't know. What do I know?
You know what I know? Somebody needed to hear this. That's what I know. And I can just relax in that and let the Lord be the one in charge. Because he's in charge more than you and I think he is. And so sometimes you just cease striving. If he's a very present help and he's there to help us, then sometimes you got to stop trying to control it and just surrender it. And by the way, when we do surrender, that means that we're doing something that's phenomenal for Christians. We're trusting God that he's got our back, that he'll cover us, that he'll protect us. So for many of us who maybe are operating in a little bit of an uptightness, and I do it all the time, don't misunderstand. I do this too. I need this too. I just need to, Lord, you know what? You let me know how you want to do this, because I can't do it any better than you, and I got to stop trying to control and tell you how to do things. So God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth should change and the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Cease striving and know that I am God. That's what he says. All right? All right. The answer to the trivia question, a few people did get through and got that correct. The answer is Joshua and Caleb. Good job, everybody who got that right. That would have been Numbers 14, 6 through 9. Thanks for putting up with us. Thanks for loving us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.